When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 to be part of the conversation here with us. Danny Green, look at that. Look, we had him on.
Like a bobblehead.
Did you see the shirt he's got on? That's a blouse.
Well, you know how that is. So, like, when you got the solid shirt on, he going with the... busy shirt, no tie.
Maybe.
It's always interesting when, like, guys first come to the company. Like, you kind of see what their style is, yeah. Who they are, like, outside of the place. Like, sometimes I'd be looking at Austin Rivers.
Because they're not sure how to dress.
Yeah, sometimes I'd be looking at Austin Rivers. I'd be like, bro, man, like, you too rich to dress like that, dog. Like, sometimes he's like, yo, what you got on?
Because I told you, it's the Keyshawn thing. Why am I wearing a suit? To right. talk sports. And right. and a lot of guys are uncomfortable at first until you see yourself on the air and you go. You're like I did this last summer. I stopped wearing ties on Get Up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't do that. Dressed you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's somebody else's vibe.
That's not me.
That's not me. You got to feel it. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you're sitting around and Damon Woody got like a regular shirt on and no suit on.
He's got
on.
A quarter zip.
Yeah, yeah. He like.
And
hold on. Did this dude got a velour? He got a Shine John. He got a Shine John velour sweatsuit on, and I'm sitting up here in a three-piece suit with
right. And it's July, and it's 90 degrees out there.
All right, man, what we doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Danny, I'm looking at Danny right now. It's like you can see he's just got the...
Danny need to put a mustache, man. It's like the alcohol special.
The what?
It's like the alcoholic special. Like when you got like the... When you got the no beer, but you got like the little down thing. Look like, I forgot who uncle that is on that movie, like Paid in Full with the uncle, like where he just got the beard at the bottom and he got like the little koofy on at the top.
I just saw the shirt and the first thing I thought.
Game. Blouses.
I mean, that he's got a flowered little shirt on there. You got to coordinate, right? Like that's it. Just reminded of all that stuff. Danny, DG, come on, man. Come on. All right. Anyways, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour. What the hell is Wendy?
This is his
like
hoop
in his stairwell. Yeah, like in his stairwell.
No, he's in San Antonio. I think he's using a room in the arena to do this because I believe he was in San Antonio earlier.
Surprised he got a signal, man, with all that concrete.
Yeah, you're right. Looks like he's in a jail cell. Doesn't he?
Yeah, man.
Time now for a tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Caitlin Clark, 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds, all in what is a 94 regulation, 94-87 victory over LSU, sending Iowa to the Final Four. Paige Beckers, she went for 28-10 with 6 assists as UConn got an 80-73 win over Bart's adopted daughter, Juju Watkins. Love you some Juju.
Yeah, man.
And the USC Trojans. So the women's games last night were fun to watch. Question is, did you tune in? Were you into it? Was there something you were following with the drama, with everything? I mean, everybody was talking about, but there was a lot off of that. Those two games and the Final Four coming up this coming weekend, along with the men's Final Four. But I don't see it's just not the same buzz for the men's as there is for this women's tournament.
Well, that I like the fat boy. Everybody just thinks UConn is like the Boston Celtics of the men's tournament. Nobody's been within 30 of them.
The UConn looks like they're on a mission, men's-wise. By the way, for the first time ever, two schools are sending men's and women's teams to the Final Four, UConn and NC State. That's never happened before.
Yeah, especially with NC State men is like a Cinderella story.
Oh, that is a Cinderella. That is a Valvano story waiting to happen.
I just never seen a guy. What's the young kid's name? Rogers or something like that? The fat boy. The football.
Oh, yeah. God. My head now is spinning.
I've never seen a dude gain 30 pounds. Like, he seemed like he gained 10 pounds every grade he went. He was in Tennessee. He was skinny.
DJ Burns.
He was skinny. Like, this dude, like, has, like, it's like, yo, like.
As I said, if
it's like,
you told
it's like,
me.
What are we doing?
He also played, like, defensive tackle defensive end for NC State's football team. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that.
He might be a great right tackle.
But the NFL saying? Apparently is keeping an eye on him.
Damn straight. Like, but I'm saying, like, he's gained, like, I've never seen anybody.
He got bigger?
I've never seen anybody get fat during their college career playing basketball. Because basketball, you're running up and down the court. A
lot of cardio.
So, like, it's like an anomaly to me, the fact that this dude is probably, like, he's 20 to 30 pounds bigger than he was at Tennessee.
I'm curious to see what he's listed.
And every once in a while, you see him, like, loafing.
He is listed at 6'9", 275. Listed.
Yeah, right.
Not believing it?
Bruh, I was like, couple weeks ago, I was, like, about, 3 months ago, I was 260, and I'm 6'2". Hell no.
Big fella.
If he 275, I'm hitting the power ball. There's no way in hell he 275.
No?
Like, this dude, every bit of 310.
You think he's over three?
Man, bro, I know 310 when I see 310.
He's 6'9 now.
Yeah, I know 310. That's what I'm saying.
Now, Chris Canty, remember, our good friend, he's 6'8".
Like, right, and how and much
he,
is he
And Chris Canty looks like slimmer than he does.
And Chris Canty's like 310.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he is now. Remember, he did lose some weight before the wedding.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
It was.
Yeah, Chris is at least 3 bills. If not, right there. And this dude is fatter than Chris.
Do you think, though, NFL-wise, like...
He can play right tackle. Like, look at the guy that played basketball for the Cleveland Browns.
You curious
That's
about
the right
his,
tackle
his,
from
his,
Ohio State.
All right, but anyway, I'm going to give you a tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is a proud sponsor of the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. His DJ Burns NIL deals. You want to hear some of these?
Bojangles.
Intuit TurboTax.
Okay.
Manscaped. Yeah.
They just want to be with him because I don't understand what he manscaping.
Adidas, which makes sense. Daps. You know what Daps is? Collectibles. You know, that kind of thing. So he probably had to sign a bunch of stuff. They threw him some money. Barstool Athlete.
What's a Barstool?
76 gas stations. You know the 76?
Yeah. That was old school. Those still around? Yeah,
I didn't know where they were either.
Damn, that's like a Sunco.
Yeah. And then Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah. Chicken. Mm. That makes sense.
Is that... I've heard Raising Cane's is like...
That's the South thing. I
like, big Southern thing.
I like Bojangles better.
Yeah. They gave away box combos for every underdog win during March Madness.
No, they gave up. They losing money.
So they're losing money on this deal, yeah.
But he probably going back and get it, so he probably like, yo, give me a 3-piece. Do we just go there and just grab a 3, like, whenever you want?
Like, is that part of the NIL? You can just eat whenever you want?
Maybe that's why I can't gain weight towards
that. That would explain a lot.
Like, I swear, man, this dude is gained. Like, if you look at his pictures from when he was in college, in Tennessee.
No, I have his freshman picture.
And every year, he, like, get bigger and bigger. He's like, yo, bro, like, how are you gaining weight during the season?
I don't know.
Like,
but he's also playing better and better. I mean, he's just bigger and stronger
But you imagine him on the next level, like they would just outrun him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's 6'10".
That's why nobody's talking about him as an NBA prospect, though.
Not even a little bit. What's the little fat boy that the Memphis Grizzlies used to have? I used to love him. He was from UTEP or something like that.
Kenny Lofton.
Yeah, I used to like him.
He's like ripping up the G League right now.
But they sent him back down. He was balling. Even when they called him up, he balled out.
Yeah, but he's too short to play. You know what I mean?
But he's so fat. NBA. But that's what I'm saying. But he's fat, though. Like, Zion's short. I just thought maybe he can play because he's so fat that he would have a chance.
But Zion also can jump 44 inches. That's a big difference. But that's, you know what, though? This matchup will be interesting in the men's Final Four because it's Zach Edey at 7'4".
Going against his fat
going against,
boy.
Yeah, going against him, Burns.
Wonder how he get up on
6'9", but he's 3'10". So, you say 3'10". He's listed at 275, but it's still, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, sometimes he plays like, you can see that he's tired. You know what I mean? Like, he'll play in spurts.
Yeah.
And I wonder, but Zach Edey is like, he's still a plotter to me. He's not a fast moving athlete. He's kind of big. And it takes him a while to get started. You rang. Like, he get it. It's like, oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Like, he's not like this super quick, twitchy type of guy, you know what I mean, in my opinion. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting because one thing you can say about Burns is he has that quick twitch. Like, he can know, smack the ball out.
He's got
know,
a lot of around. Zach Randolph in his game. Yeah. A lot of Z-Bo yeah. In his ability to move. He's like a dancing bear kind of thing.
Yeah, fat bow.
But I was on TSN radio this morning up in Canada, and Zach Edey's Canadian, so they were asking me about his NBA potential. And you don't want to ever, you know, completely, you know,
yeah,
just crush
squash him. It down, yeah. Because
he's had a great run here in the tournament, and he had a great game in the Elite Eight. But I wonder, it's a weak draft year, so he's going to get picked.
So watch
it could
Pistons.
Be a first round.
Watch the Pistons get the number one pick. Like this the
it's
year.
Not that, a great, yeah, it's not a great
this,
draft
this,
year.
This the year. Yeah, this the year the Pistons get the number one pick. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
That's what you get for sucking at the wrong time.
Thanks a lot, NBA.
But I'm wondering if can he be an effective NBA center because you worry about his ability to move his feet or like you call the plotter like his feet. But he's got length. I mean, he's skilled.
He's slower
bigger than
Luka
Garza. But he's bigger.
Right, he's slower too.
Pick and roll defense will just tear him to shreds. Like that's the problem. So can they get him right? So we'll see.
So the comp that I was comparing Burns to was DeJuan Jones from the Cleveland Browns who played basketball, who made the decision late to be a basketball
player.
How
big is he?
6'8", 375.
Oh damn! So they got him on the offensive line.
Yeah, right tackle. Like he surprised a lot of people, became a starter. Nobody could get around him last
year. Can you
year.
Be that big and be a good offensive lineman because of the center of gravity thing? Isn't that a bit of an issue? Well, I know, again, Mekhi Becton's a big dude.
No. This dude was the truth last year. He got hurt, but he was a surprise. They got him in the fourth round from Ohio State, and he was their starter.
See, I can understand tall for a defensive lineman because, especially a defensive tackle, the opposing quarterback's got to see over you. You got the hand up, all that stuff. But for an offensive tackle,
guys throw through lanes. It don't matter. Jonathan Ogden was 6'9".
That's true. Yeah, like, and Ogden was one of the best.
Yeah. Walter Jones was like 6'8", 6'9".
Okay.
Like,
all right.
You know, Jason Peters is 6'7". Like,
yeah. All right. I always wonder about that because isn't center of gravity a big deal for an offensive lineman?
No, it's because
you don't want to be
it's length
top heavy.
But it's them. It's length. Like, it's so hard to get past their arms. When they stab you out there, you're not even close to their body. So even if they reach and miss, they can kind of reload and get in. You ain't even close to distance yet. Like Flozell the Hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, he was 6'9", too.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Him and Larry Allen on their
large
side.
Large human beings.
So they're killing it.
So you think he could be an offensive lineman?
Yeah. Old boy can play. Old boy, right tackle. Old boy plays right tackle. He was a baller in college. I mean, in high school.
Right.
Like, he picked basketball late. His name's DeJuan Jones. They did a story on him. NFL did a story on him. He was a fourth-round draft pick. You know what I mean? And, like, he did his thing.
All right, 800-919-3776 says, let's talk about, well, there's big news that don't involve the local teams, but this news about Joel Embiid coming back to the Sixers is something that they're talking about throughout the NBA. And why do you think they're doing it? Well, because when he was playing, the Sixers were second in the East. They were a really good team. They had a great record when he's on the court. Problem is, he only played 35 games. The knee injury that he suffered and then got surgery for, he is back as far as practicing goes, and he's expected to be cleared at some point this week. He's out for tonight. He's not expected to play tonight. He wasn't at shoot-around, but there was some anticipation that he might play tonight against the Thunder. Thursday, they play against the Heat. He could play in that game. There'd be seven games left in the season for a Sixer team that is 40-35. They are right now 5.5 games back of the Knicks. So it doesn't seem like they'd be a threat at all as far as positioning in the top six, or at least where the Knicks are at four. Of course, the Knicks have to get healthy, or they just lost two games. But when you think about like the East doesn't have any real contenders. It doesn't. It's the Celtics. There's nobody else.
Yeah.
You can't sell me on the Bucks can beat them because the Bucks haven't really shown us what they can be. They show us flashes. But do they look like the team that could take out the Celtics? No. But now there's this thought that if Embiid's healthy, maybe they can make a run to the conference final. Listen to Legs. This is my good friend Tim Legler on Get Up. Saying that if he's healthy,
where does he live?
The Sixers can make a run.
They absolutely could. And normally, if a player's been out this long, Greeny, and comes back at this time of the year, and from where they're going to be situated, coming out of the play-in, I wouldn't say that that's a likelihood. But when I look at the Eastern Conference outside of Boston, if they can avoid Boston, I think the Philadelphia 76ers absolutely could make a run to the conference finals. Look at who would be in their way at that point. I just think Philadelphia, putting him into the equation, and what else they have, and what Maxey's done. They added Buddy Hield, who really didn't get a chance to play with Embiid. They have Buddy Hield on that roster now. Kelly Oubre's been great. I think Philadelphia, absolutely, their ceiling would be conference finals.
Now, ceiling would be conference finals. That was once said about the Knicks. Now, keep this in mind, too. Maxey is questionable tonight. He's got a hip issue. He missed their last game with this hip issue. So even Maxey's banged up.
So maybe they're not bringing Joel back until the team
until Maxey's right. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
They'll put all that pressure on him coming back for the first game.
Yeah. Now, if Maxey is the guy, to me, that if Embiid is back, Maxey will benefit the most, because Maxey could still play great while Embiid is just sort of finding his way, and they can win a first-round series. But that would be, like, right now, the way things set up, the Sixers are in the eighth seed. They would have to play the Heat in the play-in game to see who gets the seventh seed. And if the Sixers win that game, the matchup would be them and the Bucks. And that, of course, makes everybody laugh because it's Doc Rivers and the Bucks. And Legs feels like they could beat the Bucks. And if they do that, then what's next? If the Knicks get the three seed, guess what? You'd play them. The Knicks have smoked the Sixers this year, and they did it with Embiid on the court. So I don't know if they're that scared of the Sixers.
Well, maybe.
Would you take that?
Maybe the Knicks are hoping that.
That's what I mean.
Go take care of our dirty work, beat somebody that we struggle with, because we know we got you, because we're comfortable with styles.
And they got two bigs that they can throw at Embiid, and then they've got enough
beat
on
him
the
up, and he might become, like, you know, happy and shooting like the three-point ball, not really wanting to take it down and take the beating. And taking rest, and you can take advantage of that.
That would be you should root for this if you're a Knicks fan. First and foremost, the Knicks have to take care of business and get the third spot. They're a half game back right now. They've lost a couple of games here. They were nail biters, but they've got to win, and they've got tough games coming up, including tonight in Miami. Miami's in the seventh seed. Miami is three games back of you. So you've got to take care of business tonight. Like, this game in Miami tonight is critical. It's a big game. These all are. The rest of the season, they're all big games. But this one in particular, because
they lost
the
last two that they should have won,
yeah,
makes it even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it more imperative.
Frustrating. Now, you saw the replay of the Brunson driving late against the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
He gets knocked down. They don't give him the foul. Did you think that should have been a foul?
It's one of those things, man. Like, it's they, like you said, like, he's on that list.
He is now.
But he was on the list before. We just know that he's on the list now. Like, when you're on the list, man, like, sometimes you play through, you know, and sometimes reputation precedes you. It's just like Shaq. Like, you can call fouls on Shaq all the time, but, you know, when you get used to being this tough player that plays through contact, LeBron sometimes as well, like, you can call fouls on LeBron, but they don't look like they're tough fouls because he's such a stout, strong person, and he finishes through it, that you want to let the game, you know, you don't want to influence the game and be part of the game if you're the ref, but by not making that call, they became part of the game because everybody else interpreted that it should have been a foul. But, you know.
But the league didn't. The league put out the L2M last night, and the league said, no, it was a correct non-call, that they felt like Dort had defended it, the ball was released, and that Dort's contact with Brunson was considered incidental.
Right, because they saying that he's seeking out.
Wendy has said this, and I've heard this from some people as well yesterday, as I'm trying to get education on why that wasn't a foul. And the information that I got, which, you know, again, Brian Windhorst talked about this on his Hoop Collective podcast, is that Brunson now has the reputation from officials as one of the players that when you officiate him, to be aware that he seeks contact and he hunts for fouls.
Yeah.
And so that now is already now embedded in the brain of an official who is on the court doing a Knick game. That's the worst reputation you could possibly have. I wouldn't want that. I do not want that reputation.
It's like having a James Harden thing.
Because
now you're the boy that cried wolf.
Well, not only that, once they think that about you,
mm-hmm.
They're never gonna go back to, yeah, he doesn't do that anymore. No, you already now have it in your brain as an official to know that when he drives or he's going up against tough physical defense, look out because he's trying to get hit into him.
Yeah,
and you know that's gonna, you're biased in your now vision. What you're looking at, you're already telling yourself to see something that might not be there, and that's a difficult thing to do. Now, he's earned that clearly. because there's enough video evidence out there that officials have said, this is what he's doing, keep an eye out for it, and don't get suckered into making the call.
And yo, how many coaches sending videos to the referees and to the league about, no, see, he's doing this, that.
You know that happens.
So that's what I'm saying. So as he's getting better and he's becoming a superstar, people are sending a video in and stating their case, trying to hate on you on the low.
It's a different kind of superstar treatment,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the superstar treatment of getting the calls is one thing, but the superstar treatment of an opposing team going, like
Allen Iverson carries the ball.
Don't let him do that to us. Yeah.
Like, see, these are examples. These are 20. I just want to send these to you guys. These are 35 plays of Allen Iverson carrying the basketball and walking. This is a travel guy. And then people are like, you know what? Tired of hearing this dude. It's like Shawshank Redemption. But he stopped and he kept writing the library to get like, look, here, Billy Book, man. Just quit sending me letters, man.
It's a real thing. But, you know, again, threats in the East as the Sixers get Embiid back after sitting out all this time. Got to work himself into shape. And he's also got to just prove that he could still carry you despite the fact that he did have this surgery. That's him. And he's got to prove he can get out of the second round, which he hasn't done yet either. So did they become the new threat? If we're going to power rank the teams in the East that have the best chance to challenge the Celtics, where are the Knicks on your list right now with the knowledge that OG, as you heard Woj say, you know, he still has to get right. And now it's this tennis elbow thing that he's dealing with, that after the after effects of the clean out of the bone spurs, and there's 8 games to go. So there's that with the possibility of no Randle whatsoever. Where are the Knicks compared to the Sixers who get Embiid back? Where are they compared to the Cavaliers who are starting to get all their guys back, including Donovan Mitchell? And then where do you put them in comparison to the Bucks who are in second place, but it's so funny. Nobody believes in them. Nobody believes in this Bucks team. Ask any of the experts.
Ain't nobody afraid.
East is weak, but it doesn't mean you can't take advantage of it.
Yeah, nobody's afraid of them.
So we'll get the calls. 800-919-3776. And how early is too early to get excited in the baseball season? How early is too early to be completely depressed in a baseball season? Mets and the Yankees are on opposing sides of that emotion. Is it too early to react to what you're seeing? Or is there enough evidence to believe either story that is setting up right now here in New York? 800-919-3776. We will get back to your calls. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, get in here. We got lots to get to, man. And we're running out of time already on the show.
I'm trying to show Jake how we used to gamble in the locker room. So, Ray, if you look right there, Ray, you see the basket against the wastebasket against the thing. Against the, see right there?
Just you got the mail bin with the wastebasket on top of it.
So just imagine that being up a little higher. What we used to do in the locker room is we would take like pre-rolled tape and then we'll wrap it up with tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it becomes spongy. But people gamble on anything. So we stand at the line and we have to throw it into the basket, but it's flat. So like unless it goes straight in, it's going to either hit the front or it's going to bounce off. And it looks easy, but you'll start getting in a rhythm, but you'll start missing the rhythm. So every shot was $20 a shot, and you had to take 10.
Okay.
So, but you're gambling with multiple people. So if it's five people in the game, that's $100 a shot. So like I seen guys go up big. Like they go up like $3,000 quick, but then they keep gambling. And then they start shooting and they start missing. Next thing you know, they lose it big time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens and it isn't, because you can get in a rhythm where you go like 3 for 5, right? Or 7 for, say you go 7 for 10, you feeling good. But then the next time you go 3 for 10, you down 700. You know what I mean? So it go fast. So I once watched a guy, Randy Hines. He was playing Bure. He won $28,000 on a flight from Indianapolis back to Baltimore. He went and bought a Cadillac cold cash. But also, like, we used to gamble on, like, striker spare, $100 striker spare on bowling. And, like, athletes think they can do everything well.
Right.
So they bent with everybody, but they won't. And they throw, like, it's weird because I'm a bowler and I'm a decent bowler, but I throw a hook. And I'm looking at these guys going striker spare, and they throw straight balls. I'm like, it's no way you
no
can be
way.
Consistent. And they throwing the house ball, too. Like the house ball not coated,
nope.
not, so it's hitting the pins, and they like just you losing mad money.
Yeah.
But that's what I miss the most, the stupid things in which we used to gamble
yeah.
on that guys used to get paid. Especially it was always the guy that was undrafted free agent that would win the money, because it, like the guys that were good and had money could not accept the fact that they lost to like
so they undrafted keep up friend.
Yeah, so
yeah.
they keep going, but double back, bet double it, triple it. Like okay. Boing, 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 boing.
Do you want to get the update, by the way, on the B&H bracket challenge?
Yes.
Through the first run here, and we'll have this done by the end of the week, and we'll get ourselves the most beloved New York sports athlete of the four major professional sports in the modern era from 1970.
Are we to our final four?
No. We're just getting through the beginning here. This was a lot of voting here. Ready? So let's begin. So we told you Phil Simms beat Gastineau. Phil Simms moves on. Jeremy Lin beat Drazen Petrovic in the basketball region, so Lin moves on. Mattingly beat Keith Hernandez in baseball, and he smoked him. Roger Bear beat Scott Stevens in the hockey region. Then we go back. Hockey region again. Henrik Lundqvist beat Brian Trottier. Also, that was by a landslide. Thurman Munson edges out Dwight Gooden in the baseball region. Bernard King, Sabrina Ionescu. So Bernard King moves on in the basketball region. In the football region, we decided to break the tie. Klecko versus Justin Tuck. It was 50-50. Klecko wins because he's a Hall of Famer. Hockey division, now we move to the 6 versus 11. Richter beats Eddie Jockerman. In the baseball region, Piazza versus David Wright. Piazza moves on. Basketball region, Carmelo Anthony and Vince Carter. Melo moves on. Football region, Curtis Martin versus Harry Carson. Curtis Martin moves on. Go back to hockey. 5-12 mound matchups here. Brian Leetch beats Billy Smith. In baseball, Paul O'Neill beats Gary Carter. 67, by the way, to 33.
Okay, I'm trying to get the bracket. Like, who's...
Baseball region. No, okay. The next up? Oh, we got it. There's too much math there. I can't figure that out. We're just doing the 5-12 matchups. Basketball, Charles Oakley edges out Jason Kidd. Pretty close. And in football, Darrell Revis against Victor Cruz. Do we salsa into the next round?
Are you serious?
We do not.
But
Darrell Revis, 63.6% of the votes.
Okay. So what happened to Victor Cruz is the same thing that happens to all receivers when they go against the Darrell Revis.
There you go.
They become forgotten.
Put on the island.
Okay.
Back to the hockey region in the 4-13 matchups now. Dennis Potvin beats Ken Danico. I love Ken Danico, by the way. Dano is one of the best. Baseball region, Reggie Jackson outvotes CeCe Sabathia. You surprised by that?
What a who?
Yeah. Reggie Jackson, 64.5% of the votes. Votes than CC Sabathia.
Don't tell me like these old cats are like, come grandson, I need something for you to do.
Show me on the Twitter.
I need you to show me how to go. No, I'm looking for Twitter. It's not there anymore, granddad. You got to put X.
We got several hundred votes on these, so it's not like we had like three people voting. Basketball region, Willis Reed versus Earl Monroe.
Oh, Earl Monroe got to go. Earl Monroe.
Yeah, it's Willis Reed.
Earl Pearl.
Yeah, but
Willis Reed goes.
Pearl. No, Willis Reed wins it, 81%.
Nah.
But still, like, that's two guys you love. How about this one? Football region, 4-13 is Eli Manning versus Garrett Wilson.
Oh, Eli.
Eli won by, big. 74%.
Stop.
These still have an hour to go. So you still have a chance to go to Barton Hunt and vote for these. But I'll give you an update. Seems like some of these are going to be set. The 3-14 in the hockey divisions is Martin Brodeur versus John Davidson. Marty Brodeur already at 76%, looking pretty good. The baseball division, again, an hour left, 3-14. Mariano Rivera versus Daryl Strawberry. Now, it's not a perfect – it's not unanimous.
Man, stop it. This dude was for
81.5% Mariano Rivera. How about this one? Basketball, Julius Erving versus John Starks. Still an hour to go.
Come on, man. John Starks is here. Like, Julius was just visiting.
Dr.
He wasn't
J,
even in the NBA, man.
57.3% of the votes. Dr. J.
Come on, man. Let's get
in the lead.
We'll give you a box of cigars, man. Stop, man. Don't do our guy like
football that. Football region, Michael Strahan versus Wayne Krabet.
Come on, man. Truth to truth going, man. He a Hall of Famer, B.
Yeah, Michael Strahan at 65.9%. In the hockey region now in the 2-15s, Mike Bossy versus Rick DiPietro. Our own beloved.
It's been real, Rick.
Rico. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Humpty in the lead, 59.7%. Like we said, it's beloved, and he is. And your media career does count. And Rico leading the way over Mike Bossy right now. So there you go. That got a lot of votes. No surprise. Baseball region, the 2-15 is Tom Seaver and David Cone.
Stop it, man.
Tom Seaver, 57% so far. Still an hour to go. Basketball region, Walt Clyde Frazier taking on Jalen Brunson.
Come on, stop it.
Yes, almost 70% for Clyde.
That should have been unanimous.
And then the football region, Joe Namath taking on Carl Banks.
It's been real, Banks. You still got your clothing line.
67.8% so far for Joe Namath. And last but not least, our 1-16s. Do we have any upsets? Let's see.
Man, shut up.
Again, an hour to go on these. Barton Hahn on Twitter. Mark Messier, 88% over Dave Maloney. Dave Maloney, love him. Cap, love him. Great guy. Derek Jeter versus Aaron Judge. I'm a little surprised by this. 92.6% of the votes.
For Judge?
Derek Jeter. I mean, that's... Aaron Judge getting 7%. That's it? Disrespectful. Patrick Ewing.
He hasn't delivered.
The 116 here is Patrick Ewing in the 1 seed. Derek Coleman at the 16 seed. I can't believe there's any votes at all going to Derek Coleman. It's 96.3%, but 3.7% of the voting did go to Derek Coleman. Haters. Last but not least, the very last one, and there's still time.
Can't wait.
And a lot of votes on this one. In the football region. The 1-16.
Did you miss me?
Lawrence Taylor versus
you
another.
You going down, LT?
Another
down,
linebacker.
LT. You going down, LT?
Bart Scott. 68.2% of the votes.
Okay.
Right now with an hour to go.
That's a win for me, baby.
Lawrence Taylor.
That's a win for me,
Bart Scott has 31.8% of the votes so far.
Yo, that is a win for me.
But there's still an hour to go.
That's
a
win.
Can you at least get it close to 50-50? Can people come out and just try to give you some votes?
Bro, that's close enough for me, B. It's close enough for me, dog.
Yeah?
I'm going against the GOAT. Like, if we were doing an NFL thing with all the NFL players, Joe Montana, so that he'll still be kicking their ass.
I mean, those are pretty good. Those are some good ones there. So then we have the bracket already set up. And so from there, we'll move it on to the next round. We'll put those up.
Who's going
to
win?
Take it all the way to the end. But, I mean, if you think about it, too, like, is there one name that you're like, this guy's, he's never losing?
LT could win it. I got
you
LT.
Think LT
I
got would be L- the most beloved?
I got LT, Derek Jeter.
Jeter's definitely like he's moving on. Namath is moving on. Clyde.
I got Tom Seaver. That might be my final
Mo.
Four. No, that might be my final
you
four.
You don't think Rivera?
They love Mo. I'm surprised CeCe went down.
Yeah, I am surprised Sabathia. That was Reggie Jackson. Curtis Martin, Mello.
Nope.
Yeah.
Is Jeter.
This is not going to be easy. Once we get to the – wait till you see the matchups in the next round, you'll be like
– Yeah, I can't do that math.
Well, I'm saying when you see the names that are going to – you have to pick one. You can't – like, that's the problem is you love both, but you got to pick one. It's like power ranking your kids. You love them, but you got to pick one. Who are you eliminating? Not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Go LT.
If I had to pick between my kids,
If you had to power rank your kid, I believe that's what I said.
Yeah.
If you have to power rank your kids,
Bryce 1, BJ 2. I mean, Bryce 1, Giselle 2.
Damn.
And BJ pulling up the rear.
Now, you know why? Because BJ's older, yeah. And you had to put up with more crap from him because once he goes through the teenage years, you know it's annoying.
No, he's a good kid. He just
and Bryce is young, adorable, so
yeah,
funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you can't help but love, right?
It's like a
it's too easy.
Yeah, and Giselle's the princess.
Although Giselle would probably be mad.
Yeah,
that she's not number one.
But she's the one that gets everything. See, Bryce,
so she is number one then.
Bryce don't ask for nothing
because again, the youngest never have to. They never have to. Right. They know they just get it.
Right, Giselle, like give me this, give me that.
Mm-hmm. Right. What does Gigi do for you? Does she do anything for you?
Yeah, she's a great cook.
Yeah?
Great cook. She cooks Thanksgiving.
What?
Easter. She can cook. Like I'm talking about prime rib.
Stop
with,
it.
With stuff like garlic cloves.
She's 16.
She's been doing this since she was 14.
Stop.
Like she cooks the ham. She cooks the upside down cake, the pineapple upside down cake.
I can't get Gracie to pour me. Gracie, get me a glass of water. No.
She cooks the mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese, dressing, like everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, everything.
I swear to God, if Gracie was in the kitchen with a glass on the counter and I said, can you get me a glass of water? She would still find a reason why she couldn't rather than just do it.
They all squeeze my head too.
Squeeze your head.
Yeah, so like ever since I was a kid, like my cousins and stuff, like all my nerve endings is in my scalp. And so like I hold all my stress in my scalp and my forearms. They'll come and pull my hair. Squeeze it, like, and then they squeeze my scalp together. Bryce is learning how to do it. BJ used to do it, but then, like, Giselle, like.
Now he tries to hurt you?
Yeah, he tries to hurt me, exactly. He tried to do it so much that, like, yeah, it's like, bro, all right, squeeze it like that again, I'm going to punch you in your throat. You know what I'm saying? But Giselle would do it, but Giselle's getting tired of doing it, so she trains Bryce to do it.
That's fair. I got Callie does that for me. She does, like, the. She does a head massage, but then brings in her hair ties.
Yeah.
She gave me, my hair is a little bit longer. She put, like, about 12 to 15 hair ties in my hair until I look like Coolio.
Separated.
I had, like, the whole, like,
come on, ride on a fantastic voyage.
Ride.
Slippity slide. Yeah. Can't we do when it just roll me back.
I'll sit there for, like, a half hour and let her do that because that's just so relaxing.
Yeah. It's like.
And then she takes them out. That's when it hurts.
Pull a couple of the hairs out.
Just because she doesn't understand. She just rips them out.
Yeah.
Hurts a little different. All right, 800-919-3776. We will finish with your calls before we hand it off to the K Show. Again, Knicks in the Heat tonight for your live action. Yankees in Arizona, Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
And the Mets and your
call them number one.
Are you
call them Nelly.
I'm just asking. I'm asking right now. Are you calling it a win? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Did the Mets get their first win tonight against the Tigers? The Tigers then go 4-1. The Mets finally get their first win. They are 0-4.
Negatory. Listen, Mendoza said today is on a mission. Today's on a mission.
Yankees looking for 6-0. How about that?
What's more impressive, the Tigers at 5-0 or the Yankees at 6-0?
I don't even need to answer that.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And Boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Facing the face.
By the way, I still can't unsee that video you showed me yesterday.
That's what's going to happen, dude.
The lioness.
It's the first thing they're going to eat. South parts.
Like, honestly, it got to a point where it's like, I woke up super early this morning. I had to do some stuff. And you know when you just like kind of lay in there in the morning?
I'm like,
you
how
just
did you chill take it, the skin off that fast?
And then you just like, things go into your brain. And that got into my brain. And I was like,
can't get out.
Oh. Like, did you show Jake?
Nah. I can't even find it anymore, but it was disturbing. I was like, oh. It's like a paring knife or like whatever you fillet fish with. Like, oh, it's like a
Jake,
scalpel.
You didn't see this video? You clearly didn't see this video.
No, I didn't see the video.
So it's a lioness, right?
Yeah, female, lioness. Whatever,
female lion.
Killed like a boar or something.
Killed something. Animal. Male animal. And before she decides to now have it for dinner, she starts with an appetizer.
Yeah.
And the appetizer is
Wingdings.
Cocktail, Frank?
I was going to say pigs in a blanket. Yeah. Maybe like calamari.
Yeah.
But you can go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went for sausage to begin and just tore it, like just ripped it right off the body.
You ever got, okay.
Chewed it like gum.
Okay, you ever have any of those?
And it just, if you're a man, you're like, yeah.
You got.
I feel it. My stomach hurt.
You got any friends that take the chicken wing, they put it in their mouth, and you don't see what's going on, and then they pull the chicken bone out of their mouth, and there's nothing on it?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah.
It was just like
that.
It wasn't tugging or pulling. No. It was just like, mm-hmm.
Sharp teeth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just gone.
Skeleton. I can't unsee it.
I was about to say, I didn't see the video, but
I can't unsee it.
I feel it.
No. I can't unsee it, man.
You got, like all of this, like when he first showed me the video, I'm like, what is that? And then he showed me again, and I got sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I had to show him because I didn't want to have to go to sleep with him.
You don't
want to
be the only one? You don't want to be the only one.
Some stuff you guys got to stroll by, but I didn't know what I was looking at.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, not great.
I'm very concerned with your timeline.
Right?
It's just all over the place.
His algorithm right now, the stuff that comes up on that.
But I watch a lot of like animals hunting and killing like stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
It's nature. Like, I like that.
Now, he's not the only... Like, I've seen, like, Komodo dragons, like, do the wildest stuff to, like, goats and everything.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Like, yeah. Take down a goat. I saw an eagle carrying an antelope. Yeah.
What?
I mean, yeah.
An eagle. An antelope.
Was carrying a whole baby antelope just flying with it.
Oh,
it
baby.
It, no, it wasn't baby, baby.
Baby antelope.
It was at least... That thing looked like it was at least 40 pounds. And he just flying with it.
Just carrying it.
Three times, like, high in
Don't
the
make
air.
Me drop you.
No, they were already done. Like, what the hell happened?
But you want to get secrets out? Just have something, just pick up a person and carry them like 10,000 feet up and just say, you going to tell me? Or yeah. I'm going to drop. You going to tell me?
Yo, it's amazing.
K-Show next.
Damn!
See y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.